It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Experts in the state say teachers and school therapists in West Virginia need to be trained how to recognize and cope with increasing numbers of children traumatized by the opioid crisis. We'll learn more about trauma-informed care. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. On last night's episode of The Legislature Today, Assistant News Director Glynis Board spoke with Felicia Bush. Bush is a founder and CEO of the nonprofit Harmony Mental Health and co-founding member of Handle With Care. She works to implement trauma-informed care across six counties in the state, helping educators respond to students traumatized by the opioid crisis. Here's an excerpt from that interview.
What would you say to teachers who say we need more support in the classroom?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. And our work with teachers, with the Department of Health and Human Resources, through our agency, and through the Handle With Care program, what we know is that children who are traumatized, you know, their ability to learn is impacted, severely impacted. And until you can create safety for these children, until you can create some sort of normalcy and acceptance, learning just isn't on the table. And so these teachers have every right to be upset. They have every right to be demanding support, mm-hmm. because these are not the children that they went to school to teach. Right. They learned how to teach when they went to school. And they need the supports from our legislators, from our communities, in order to help them help our children.
Right. Well, this organization, West Virginia's for Affordable Healthcare, they held roundtables all mm-hmm. over the state. And one of the discussion points that really came from that series was a call for trauma-informed care. And I know that you are an expert in this field, especially in this state. And so I was just wondering, can you just explain what trauma-informed means to folks who don't know?
Well, I don't know that I'm an expert, but I certainly have experience on a daily basis and working with children who've experienced trauma and the fallout from that. Trauma-informed care is a framework for providing services to an individual in a way that is respectful and sensitive to what they have experienced. Mm-hmm. And it requires systems from our education systems to our child protective systems to our mental health systems to change the way we've done things so that we create an environment. This isn't a program. There's no binder. There's, you know, you don't go to a training and then you come back and then you put that on the shelf and you've got it. This is changing your culture so that it is safe for everyone, so that it is empathic, so that it builds empathy, so that it creates an environment where children, whether they have been traumatized or not, can flourish. And our reality is that we all experience trauma in one form or another at some point in our lives. Mm-hmm. And we must have the tools to deal with that trauma. Right. What this crisis has done is we have a generation of children who don't have that connection to a caring parent in their formative years that's required for us to function, for us to be resilient in life. Mm-hmm. And so that has to be provided for them. And these children are hitting our preschools and in our kindergarten, our first grades. You know, they're being suspended from school at that age, if you can imagine.
No.
Yes, it is the last statistic I had is the highest rate of suspensions is kindergarten.
What?
And I deal with this, in every day, in my therapists throughout the counties that we work in, the school systems that we work in, we're managing crises constantly. And we're expecting educators in this environment to be able to educate, and it's unreasonable.
That's remarkable. Now, so your organization, Harmony Mental Health, you're in six counties in mm-hmm. West Virginia,
yes.
and you're implementing this kind of training throughout these counties. Tell me a little bit more about that and what that looks like.
What we do. We provide trauma-informed care training, so how to create a trauma-informed environment. And we provide that to whoever asks, counties across the state, county boards of education, individual schools, individual classrooms. And we do that because it's important for educators, for systems to understand the impact of trauma on the brain, on a child's brain, and how that is then going to impact their ability to learn, their ability to trust, their ability to respond, to what we consider to be help, and they consider to be a threat. And so they need to understand that this is not the child that you went to school to teach. It's not the classroom of 20 years ago.
Right.
And the child that you're dealing with is dealing with so much more that is so basic that it interferes with their ability to learn.
We're really talking about brain science here.
Absolutely.
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 So it was discussed during interims, and then earlier today as well in the House, they're talking about funding that would infuse schools with counselors and therapists. And I just wonder, would just filling those positions, will that help mitigate the problems that we're seeing with trauma in and of itself,
well,
those positions?
Absolutely. You need workforce. You need bodies to do the work. However, if they don't have the proper training and they don't have the proper supports, then all you're doing is further pathologizing a system that's already not working. We know it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And so they need that trauma-informed care, that trauma-informed system. Teachers need to feel cared for so that they can care for other people, mm-hmm. so that they can care for our students. And so, yes, we do need the workforce, but it has to be properly trained. And it has to happen in, our higher education. We have teachers going to, getting their master's degrees right now who will come out without information about trauma. And these are the students that they're going to face. We have therapists, we have counselors and social workers and psychologists, and they all work for Harmony. They're my coworkers, who are in their training now, who accessing that kind of training is an elective and often a very expensive elective. And so it's not something, but these are the students that are and the clients that they're going to be dealing with. And so our higher education has to address the issue. Mm-hmm. Each of our systems has to address the issue, or you're going to face burnout and turnover, and that's what's plagued us, particularly in this state. We simply can't afford it. Our children can't afford it.
That was Felicia Bush, founder and CEO of Harmony Mental Health, speaking with Assistant News Director Glennis Board on the legislature today. To hear the full interview, visit our website at wvpublic.org.
1-800-RADIO-87, 1-800-723-4687. It's all about the news this morning, all day today, the final weekday of our Chocolate Challenge. We are supporting the news, and now we're asking you to support it too with your gift of chocolate, 1-800-723-4687.
Or also online at wvpublic.org. And Teresa just brought us that story as part of West Virginia Morning from Glennis Board, who actually comes to us from Wheeling, West Virginia, but she was down here at the legislature covering the issues that matter to you, the issues of the substance use disorder epidemic that we're covering with our recovery pillar here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And we're bringing to you the stories, the positive stories also, that emanate from the Huntington Drug Court, the stories of people who are overcoming their addiction, the people that are in your communities. We're trying to also break that stigma of the people who are dealing with substance use disorder. And that's what you want. You want someone to help stem the tide, that's going on right here in your own regions. And that's what our news folks bring to you, the stories that matter to you. And you support that when you call 1-800-723-4687 or go online to wvpublic.org and become a sustaining member of your West Virginia Public Broadcasting Network.
West Virginia Public Broadcasting is a convener, if you will. We've had the Recovery Project, where we brought all sorts of interested parties in to talk about how they're proceeding in this terrible epidemic that has gripped West Virginia. And you can help sustain a part of that. You can do a little bit, and when everyone does a little bit, it certainly goes a long way. So we're asking you to be there to protect and sustain the civil discord that moves our state forward. Be there to protect and sustain ideas that shape our state. Only you can do that with your pledge to 1-800 Radio 87.
And when you do so right now at that $7 a month sustaining gift level, we're going to say thank you during this chocolate challenge with a half-pound box. That's 16 pieces of Hall's chocolate. That's chocolate that's made right here in Vienna, West Virginia, by chocolatiers that learned their Swiss techniques generations ago, and bring that to you right now. Give us a call, 1-800-723-4687, or go online to wvpublic.org right now.
Our Mountain Stage Song of the Week comes from the poet, performer, visual artist, and rock and roll icon, Patti Smith. Here she performs People Have the Power, the driving anthem co-written with her husband, Fred Sonic Smith, a native of Lincoln County, West Virginia, who was posthumously inducted into the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame the evening prior to this performance.
Tree man, well of an aspect bright and fair, and my sleeping it was broken, but my dream it lingered near.